Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Mid-October is here, and that comes with early sunsets, cooler nights, and falling leaves. While the turning of the leaves is beautiful and natural, some trees may have turned early. Some may even be bare. Early leaf drop can be a cause for concern, but it can also just be a tree metaphorically going to bed early. We'll start by talking about deciduous trees that will absolutely be exhibiting leaf drop, but then end with a warning about evergreens that are not so greens. To start, the natural process where plant tissues, usually mature tissues, turn yellow and die is called senescence. Think about yellowing bananas, corn and soybeans drying down, and of course, fall leaves. In some cases, this is a plant reaching a terminal point, usually after bearing fruit. In other cases, it is the sign of dormancy before winter. For deciduous trees, this means a reclamation of nutrients that are being pulled out of unnecessary leaves as sunset creeps earlier and earlier. We all know it's coming, but it can happen even earlier than usual. If a tree changes color well before October, that could be from stress that leads to early dormancy. Think drought or water stress, maybe even a nutrient or pH issue. Sometimes it can also be an indicator of disease. Trees with significant interior rot or root problems, such as construction damage, can also shut down early. A different kind of coloring can come from specific diseases, like Dutch elm disease. DED clogs up the water-conducting tissues and can lead to a half-yellowed look in midsummer. A lot of diseases will also have characteristic marks that differentiate them from natural leaf senescence. Things like leaf edge browning, half-and-half scorch, vein-only or wedge-shaped discolorations can all be indicators of diseases, as well as lesions and black spots, or blotches. Right now is also a prime time for bagworm infestations, which can be plucked off one by one by hand. Always scout for disease and pests. Natural yellowing of deciduous trees happens every year, usually without any concern. Some trees drop their leaves slow and some drop them quick. Some trees, like oak, often hang on to them over the winter. Evergreens, despite the name, are not 100% green 100% of the time. They shed older needles and scales, the ones found closer to the trunk. This would explain where the pine needles that litter the ground come from. As long as the tips of the branches are still green and pushing out new growth, all is good. To conclude, if the tree in your yard lost its leaves a month or more ago, it may have been under some kind of stress. If it wasn't looked at before, definitely take a look at it now, and consider babying it into the next year. Evergreens do drop needles, but they should be old ones farther down the branch. Happy trees and happy fall. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.